Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I do apologize if I seem, slightly distracted here. We got some technical issues today. All right, we got a lot of other stuff that we're dealing with as well. Some interesting texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I am reading through Craig Peterson's weekly newsletter, and I at times am thinking I need to always wear a baseball cap and maybe a face mask, because apparently everything is looking at me, and I'm not alone. Craig is joining us. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Hey, you're welcome. But you can take the aluminum foil out of the inside of your baseball cap.
I can? Are you sure? I don't know. Yeah. I got to tell you something. Today is one of those days where we could use somebody with your technical skill and to come in and wave your magical wand. But let us talk, because I'm looking at the license plate readers, and I'm thinking that's just to help us find stolen cars and everything else. But now you're telling me, not so fast.
Yeah, this is a very big deal that most people aren't aware of. You've probably seen police cars with these cameras on them. There's like a camera on every corner of the car, and they're driving along the streets. They do them on tow trucks as well. In fact, they pay individuals to drive around with cameras on their cars. You can make $4,000 a month doing that, because what they're looking for, supposedly, right, is the cars that might have people miss payments, they're being repossessed. So right. It'll notice the car, right? And it sees the license plate, it reports it, and then the tow truck comes out, tows the car, and you get a bonus.
Okay.
So that's what you were thinking, and
that's what
most people think. I can see that, right?
Okay.
Well, here's the sad truth of it. Those cameras are cameras. Right, the cameras aren't smart and zoom in on the license plate number, take a picture just of that number. No, the camera's taking a picture of everything in its field of view. And it's also recording the GPS location and using an atomic clock to accurately tag exactly when the picture was taken. So it knows when it was taken, where it was taken. It's got this wide field picture. So now they're feeding all of these pictures into AIs. And the AIs are looking for any text that's in that picture. Now, that text can be the license plate number. It can identify license plate number quite reliably.
Right.
But as it turns out, those scanners and the software behind it, made by a company, a subsidiary of Motorola, by the way, is also reading and recording your bumper stickers, recording your T-shirts, what's on your T-shirt, a sign that's on your lawn in your front window. You remember that, I think I was in Georgia. There was I might have been a sheriff. I can't remember the exact details. But he said, we need you to write down the addresses of anybody with a Kamala Harris sign in her front yard, because these people just, they're not thinking straight.
Okay.
Well, guess what? With this stuff, a lady who's an investigative reporter got her license in New York State to be a private investigator.
Okay.
And then she gained access by that to this database to find people, right? Skip trace and other things.
Sure.
And she was able to put in names of people, of politicians, and find out anywhere any of these literally tens of thousands of cameras and now billions of photographs anywhere it was mentioned, when it was mentioned, where it was mentioned. So we don't even need to have this local sheriff ask you to write it down. No, no, they can just go because they have full access as police and find out anything that you've had on your car, on your lawn, on your window, on your bumper, anywhere.
Well, let me just save everybody a lot of time then, because in my yard, I have, I had four separate Donald Trump signs. I've given two away to some of the neighbors. I do have my John McGuire for Congress sign. What else have we got? Oh, and then that whole Trump Vance bumper sticker. All right. I've saved them some time and effort, maybe a couple of tax dollars. What do you think?
Right. Well, and let's think about predators. Let's think about a guy or a gal who is just trying to find you, trying to track you down, trying to prey on you.
Oh,
they can also get access to this by just hiring a private investigator or talking to a buddy that's a police officer.
Yeah.
So they can find out where you are. Because remember, it's taking pictures of everything. That includes your face. And not long from now, there's no evidence right now that they're actually using the AI to recognize people's faces. But the government isn't supposed to be collecting this information. But
right.
Private businesses, these data brokers, are not stopped from doing that sort of a thing. So the government goes to them to find out information about people because we can't do it, right?
Yeah.
And so the next step is, the facial recognition component. It's going on and on, and we're just sitting there shrugging.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the robots, man. And that's where we're headed, right? These stinking robots.
Yeah.
This may sound crazy, but didn't this start really with Google Earth? When Google decided we're going to drive everywhere and take pictures of everything and stick it right in our hard drive, that was it. And, and from there, man, I know it's easy for me to put in the address in my GPS, and that's very convenient. But having spoken to you now for a while, I'm thinking, well, are they keeping track of that? Why would they want to know I'm going to the dentist? Oh, well, maybe some insurance company says, geez, you had a cavity. We're not going to give you dental insurance. I mean, I don't know. I'm just making it up. But
right, or your next employer, right?
Yeah.
They can get at that data. It's really, really scary. And when you're talking about Google, remember, Google was funded by which two three-letter agencies in the U.S. government? The CIA and NSA. Funded Google as a research project to see what they could get in tracking people. So, Google, the whole January 6th thing was geofencing. It was, if you had an Android phone and you were at the Capitol or anywhere around it on January 6th, that Android phone was more than happy to report your location.
Wait a minute. Okay, are you blaming Android for this too? No Apple phones reported where you were? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually true.
Oh,
the Apple has been pushing back against any sort of surveillance operations. You've heard the cases in the news about Apple not cooperating in the most egregious cases where people have murdered other people and Apple would not crack the phone. These backdoors. I've got another article I wrote this week in my newsletter that came out today, but the federal government required the phone systems to put backdoors in.
Right.
So the whole idea was, okay, we've got this law. You have to make it so that if we get a warrant, we can go and look at whatever it is that's in the warrant, right?
Right.
So sure enough, U.S. manufacturers that made the telephony switches, they went ahead and put the backdoors in, right? So who has the key? Well, the FBI does, et cetera, et cetera. It turns out so did China. China has been using the U.S. surveillance system, but they didn't bother getting a warrant. They just used the back doors. And again, Apple has been resisting that. Now, there's so many things about Apple I don't like. But when it comes to the cybersecurity, they really have been out in the forefront, and I have to agree with them. I've been fighting this since Bill Clinton tried to get the Clipper chip introduced to make everything less secure out there. And, yeah, backdoors can be handy. When we had the Gulf War, we knew exactly what Saddam Hussein was saying, what he was saying to his sons, what they were saying, because, yeah, it was encrypted, but there was a backdoor.
Yeah.
But now the bad guys, the Chinese, are hosing all of our data out of the back doors of the government forced installation, not just in the U.S., because the manufacturers that make the telephony switches also sold them to other countries. And those countries, military leaders and political leaders, were also monitored using U.S. back doors by the Chinese.
Wow. Ah, oh, all right. Well, I'd like to talk to you more, but first I have to close the curtains. And I'm telling you, I'm putting my baseball cap back on, and I am getting extra. I just have to convince Heidi that we need. No, I'm serious. I have to convince Heidi that we need an Apple product. I'm going to start. Look, we just came through Rosh Hashanah. I brought apples into the house. That's the most I've been able to do ever with her, apples and honey. So if I can somehow convince her that it's all connected, it might be good. Hey, I love chatting with you. You know that, Craig. I just think the world of you. You had a great piece this week about the EVs and the batteries, and we don't have time to get to it, but do me a favor. Next week, can you, I know we want to talk about the newsletter next week and what you got in there next week, but I'd love to touch on that as well, because I just hate the mandates relative to the electric vehicles. I'm with you. Look, you want an electric vehicle, get one. I think it's great. Now, the people in Florida who are underwater, they got a lot of brand new coffee tables at this point, but you do you. Hey, how do people get signed up for the newsletter?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I hope I didn't get carried away today.
No, no.
This is core to me. Go to my website, craigpeterson.com. It's just my name right there on the homepage. You can sign up for my free newsletter and get everything we just talked about and more, as Jeff just kind of indicated, right there, craigpeterson.com.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. He joins us every Tuesday. We talk about tech. We talk about staying safe on the web. It's great stuff. And his newsletter, I'm just telling you right now, craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. It is free. You're going to love reading it. You're going to be better off when you read it. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.